Books on Tape presents The One from the Other, a Bernie Gunther novel, by Philip Kerr, read by John Lee. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Reinhold Niebuhr. Prologue. Berlin, September 1937. I remember how good the weather was that September. Hitler weather, they used to call it, as if the elements themselves were disposed to be kind to Adolf Hitler, of all people. I remember him making a ranting speech demanding foreign colonies for Germany. It was perhaps the first time any of us had heard him use the phrase living space. No one thought for a moment that our living space could only be created if someone else died first. I was living and working in the space we called Berlin. There was plenty of business there for a private detective. It was all missing persons, of course, and most of them were Jewish. Most of them murdered in back alleys or sent off to a KZ, a concentration camp, without the authorities bothering to notify their families. The Nazis thought it was quite funny the way they did that. The Jews were, of course, officially encouraged to emigrate, but because they were forbidden to take their property with them, few did so. Still, some people devised several neat tricks to get their money out of Germany. One such trick was for a Jew to deposit a large sealed parcel containing various valuables and labeled the last will and testament of so-and-so with a German court of law, before going abroad for a holiday. The Jew would then die in a foreign...